Sagt der Mishnah weiter, man sagt es Yuma, Perik Beis, Mishnah Vav. Ayil Karev B'yachad Asa. Till now we were talking about a lamb. We're talking about the Karban Tamid is a lamb. What if they were Makrev and Ayil, a ram? So you needed 11 Kehanim. HaBasar B'chamisha, 5 for the Basar. When we say 5 for the Basar, so basically we're referring to the same 5 that carried the Basar of the Kevitz. One for the Rosh and the right leg. Another one for the two front legs, which the Mishnah referred to as Yidayim. Another one for the tail and the left leg. The fourth one for the Shuman that was on the Chayza, and the Geira, that's the neck area, and the different things that are connected to the lung, the liver, the heart. And the fifth, to carry the Shtei Defanis. That's what we mean over here also in regard to the Ayil. Same thing, B'chamisha, we need 5 Kehanim as well. But here's where things change a little bit. If it's an ayil as opposed to a keves, then we have hakravayim, the intestines, the asylus and the flour, the ayayin and the wine, bishnayim, shnayim. Each of these requires 2. So 2 for the kravayim, 2 for the asylus, 2 for the ayin. That's a total of 6, plus the original 5. Here's our 11 kehanim that we need for the ayil. How come by the ayil I need 2 kehanim to carry the intestines? Well, you have to understand, as the Tosfos Yom Tov explains, the lamb was a year old. The ayil was 2 years old. It was much bigger. Also, while there was only one asarain of soilus for the keves, for the ayil, it was double. 2 asarain. And also the yayin was more, but not mamish double. For the keves, it was 3 lug, and for the ayil, you needed 4 lug.